Blog Talk Radio.
And then him gone last. And I'm some really want is a little restaurant. So tell it.
have to keep it turning, never make it stop now. Never listen to the one them who have said that I can. Hold on.
There ain't no use to sit around and wait for help. Get up off your rump and help yourself. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned into the No Romance Without Finance show. I'm your host, Brother Vernon Muhammad. Peace and blessings. I'm so glad you could join me on a Sunday evening to talk about something a little serious in nature, a lot more serious than what many other people are focused on right now, but it's definitely something that at least should be put on the table by someone. So that's what I intend to put on the table today. I'm here talking about the upsurge in economics, in trade and finance that seems to be kicking up and taking place among black people. Okay? And this is nothing new, of course. You know, we've had a Black Enterprise magazine around for a long time. Of course, the Nation of Islam put economics on the map hard and heavy in the 70s, the 60s and 70s, but things seem to have taken a lull, and really, until recently, when the Nation of Islam kind of, you know, re-put the topic back out there on economics, on doing for self, on buying black, it was kind of a lull. You know, everybody was focused on everything else. Reality shows took over, you know, sports is a constant distraction for most people. It's kind of hard-pressed to start a serious conversation. When everybody's focused on fantasy football leagues and, you know, Kobe Nation and what's going on with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and, you know, all the different things that go on. And then when you do more feminine, divine side of the house, it seems to be a lot of fascination with scandal and, you know, the real talk show and shows like that, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and just a whole bunch of stuff that's distracting us from making effort, serious effort, in a very important area. So I'm taking my theme from the preparation, what it seems like Minister Farrakhan has been pushing and promoting and preparing us for, really for 3 years, the last 3 years. He has been talking and hinting at the idea that it's time for an economic blueprint, specifically Muhammad's economic blueprint, to end poverty and want. I'm not going to take this show and go through statistics and numbers and, you know, blah, blah, blah on how bad black people are doing when it comes to per capita income and how much we have in savings or don't have in savings, what our net worth is. But the reality is that black people, compared to other people throughout America, compared to other ethnic groups throughout America, are doing very, very bad. And the future doesn't look bright if we don't stop our mode of operation that we're currently under and change direction, do something a little different. So what this show has been about ever since we started, No Romance Without Finance, has been about putting the focus on economics, putting the focus on how can we individually, collectively, and as a group, a nation of people, a whole entire nation of people, a nation within a nation, how can black people in America make a change that's going to be significant enough to where individually we're doing better than we have been doing in the past, and collectively we can do better as a people. That's what I hope that we can make the focus of these discussions and conversations. I'm asking you, those who are listening to the show, do your part by sharing the archives of this show. Okay, I try to get people to come in and join the conversation while I'm doing the show, but most of the people who listen actually listen to archives, and that's one thing. So I'm asking you, as a favor, I'm giving you an action item, tasking you to spread the word as much as we can get. Sane, rational conversation out there. That's what we need to be doing more and more and more of. So I'm hoping that you all can help. The archive is usually available shortly after the show is wrapped up. So definitely want to make sure that we are spreading the word. This is the time of what must be done. Speaking of which, if you didn't get a chance to visit NOI.org yesterday, Saturday, November 9th, that is one that you certainly did not want to miss. It was part 44 of the lecture series that Mr. Farrakhan had done, the time and what must be done, the lecture series that he's doing. And part 44 was a replay of the Holy Day of Atonement lecture, two of that lecture, that was done from Chicago after having the Holy Day of Atonement celebration, the anniversary of the Million Man March, 16th anniversary of the Million Man March in Philadelphia. And at that particular event, he launched a platform, an economic platform, redirected the focus of the Nation of Islam to solely on economics. I wouldn't say solely on economics, but he let it be known that a major part and a major push of what the Nation of Islam is going to be working towards is the establishment of an economic base to sustain and grow our nation. And, of course, the basis of that, the basis of independence as a nation is land acquisition. So if you didn't know already, the Nation of Islam pushing a massive effort and campaign for black people all across America, specifically 16 million black people all across America, to begin pooling resources so that we can buy enough land so that we can collectively start producing all the things that we essentially need, food, clothing, shelter, and everything else that we could possibly get into in the way of industry so that we, black people in America, can become an economic force for ourselves and start doing trade and commerce with people all throughout America and all throughout the world, because no people who can't produce something of value for themselves and for others gets respected by any other people. So just to put that in context, the economic situation in America is really starting to slide down the tubes, okay? And if we are dependent on America for what we need, here's a case in point, here's an example. There's so many people in America who don't have health insurance, can't get health care because they can't afford it, okay? As things are structured now, the only way you can afford to have your health needs taken care of is if you have an insurance plan that will pay the majority of the cost for health care, okay? And as the Affordable Care Act moves closer and closer to taking effect, January 1st, 2014, there are many people who that's going to be their only option. It's going to cost. They're going to be pretty much paying out of pocket for the most part. But unless somebody else provides this essential need for the majority of us, we're going to be without. That's a bad position to be in. Now you amplify that. Go beyond healthcare. Where do we get our food from? Who grows the food that black people eat? Just don't say the supermarket. The supermarket doesn't grow the food. You just happen to go to the supermarket to get the food. But we don't know where the food comes from. We don't know who's making it. And as it turns out, a lot of the food that we eat on the regular, feed to our families, our babies, and a lot of the food that's fed to us, we send our children to schools, it's actually genetically modified, designed, that's what genetically modified means. Somebody in the laboratory put it together and made some stuff designed to kill you. All the studies that have been done on genetically modified food shows it speeds up the production of tumors, it relates to cancer growth and alteration of the digestive tract and other complications and abnormalities that just shouldn't happen from eating regular food. And then on top of that, laws are being passed so that if 20 or 30 years down the line we you find that, oh, man, genetically modified food is actually, you know, causing a lot of damage, you can't even sue the company that made the genetically modified feed. They call it the Monsanto Protection Act. Look it up. Do some research. Find out what's going on around you. Are you debating on whether the Steelers and the 49ers, whoever else is playing right now, is you know, whatever it is they don't. You know, while you're hosting social networking parties on scandal and what Olivia Pope is doing or who she's being done by, you know, we have to raise our consciousness level, like Minister Farrakhan said last night. We have to get ourselves to realize that we are at war. Okay, we are under attack. And we have to wake up enough so that we can participate for our own survival. Because right now, we're asleep. A sleeping giant, a sleeping sucker, whatever you want to call it. We are asleep. The number one response that I hear from people when, you know, I try to engage in this conversation just out in the public, you know, people saying, I'm all right, I'm good, it's okay. That we are not in a position to be okay. We haven't done anything to be all right yet. We're not good. The statistics show we are not good. We are fighting a losing battle unless we wake up and do something about it. So that's where Muhammad's economic blueprint comes in. That's where the time and what must be done comes in. The conversation that I want to have tonight, and I'm hoping that some people will join me in this conversation. I've invited a few people to be on the panel discussion with me. And I'm hoping that some of the callers come in. I want to hear what other people think about this. Okay? If this is looking like it's going to be a short show, I'm only going to do an hour tonight. I just came off of a fast myself, 3-day fast, and the third day I was feeling real good. I was bouncing around, jumping, and doing all types of stuff today. So once I finally got home, I crashed. It all came down on me. So I'm deserving some rest time. So I'm looking forward to just kicking back and doing much of nothing for the rest of the night. So if my energy sounds low, just means I spent the last 3 days kind of clearing out the clutter, getting the junk out of my system. And it has taken a lot out of me, but I'm in a much better place now, so I'm looking forward to taking it easy. But before I do that, I want to make sure that on this episode, we're very, very clear on what the economic blueprint is all about and how you can participate. And on top of that, since the economic blueprint is like a big national campaign, a big national push, well, what should we be doing on the local and the individual level? Because economic growth and economic development, you know, all that sounds good. Yeah, we need land, but what should you be doing in the meantime? What's the bridge that gets us from where we are now to what we can do and what we can produce and where we'll be when we actually get land? What are the other pieces of the puzzle or the equation that need to be put in place? If we get 100 million acres or however much we're aiming to get, I think they said 100 million acres is the size of California. So think about it. Nation of Islam is really making a power move. We're trying to acquire as much land in America as the whole entire state of California. And, yeah, it's going to take all people of goodwill to do that. The call and the focus is to put this call and this effort out among black people. But they're going to be Native Americans. They're going to be Latinos. They're even going to be some white people who see the sense in this, who see the justice in this, who see how this is fair and just and equitable among all people, regardless of class, creed, or color. Because ultimately, that's what we want, freedom, a full and complete freedom for all. Justice applied to all, justice under the law, equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed or class or color, and equality. We want equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society with the best in civilized society. So Anybody who can get with that, they can get with this program. They can be down and they can be up benefiting. Okay? This is one of those things that does not discriminate. There is no discrimination in this. So some people may be surprised at that, but anybody can support the Muhammad's Economic Blueprint online. And you check out economicblueprint.org. That's the actual site where you'll see exactly what the program is about. I went there and I clicked on the About page. It said about the program, the desire to see a people free. Muhammad's Economic Blueprint will allow us to help ourselves in the battle to create jobs and end poverty and want. Under this wise economic plan, we can now use the collective power of our dollars to build a future for ourselves. With 5 cents a day, 35 cents a week, $1.40 a month, and $18.20 a year, multiplied by 16 million wage earners, would give us $291 billion in 1 year. Everyone can give 35 cents a week as an investment in their future. Donate now and see what our pennies, nickels, and dimes can accomplish. That's significant. That's very significant. If you think about it, a nickel a day, Mr. Farrakhan said, it's painless. You can't even really buy anything of worth for a nickel a day. So if you think about all the things that we waste, all the things that we add nickels up, so that we can buy a little junk, you know, a bag of chips, you know, for those of you who smoke, you know, how much money a year do we put nickels together and throw away on cigarettes, a box of Black and Mild, you know, a six-pack of beer or whatever it is that you drink. All the things that we buy don't help Black people at all. I mean, they help us to forget reality. They help us to check out when we need to be checking in. But they, in the long run, they don't do nothing of good for us. They certainly don't do anything to create jobs for Black people. They don't do anything to end poverty and want for Black people. They don't do anything to create businesses and industry. They don't do anything to fund education or health care or any of the things that we absolutely need to take care of ourselves, any of the things that any human being absolutely needs. So why are we putting so much money, so much stock and effort, so much care into the things that don't do us any good and neglecting or ignoring the things that would do us some good? We got to change that. And the way to change that, the opportunity to change that, is here now with the Economic Blueprint. So please, spread the word, deliberately spread the word. Go to economicblueprint.org and start to share that web address, just like you share videos from YouTube or, you know, share whatever it is that you would share from on Facebook and Twitter and your social networks. Let's start blasting this for the rest of this year into 2014. Let's make this the culture. Let's make this the topic of conversation among Black people. Okay, you know how Jewish people talk about the Holocaust and their history and why everybody should remember and help Israel? That's important to them. So what's important to us? What's important to Black people? We got to find something that's worthwhile to promote and to make important among ourselves. Well, the offer is on the table. Make this that important. When we think about our children that are in school now, that are about to graduate college or wherever in that spectrum they may be, the reality is that once they get out there into the real world, there's nobody just waiting to give them jobs. Many college students, period, come out of college. I think the percentage is 51 or 53% of college graduates now are coming out of college and have no job. So the idea that, oh, if you just go to school and get good grades and, you know, do what you have to do, you'll get a job and you'll be able to take care of yourself, that's gone. Nobody's waiting to give you a job. After all that education and learning, you should be able to come out and make a job for yourself. You should be able to come out, plant your stake, and make a reality for yourself that's not dependent on a handout from somebody else. If somebody doesn't give you a job, you're not going to have anything to do. There are people who, when they had the government shut down, a few years ago, and they said over 800,000 employees were temporarily just laid off for about a 16-day period, 2 weeks. Just temporarily laid off. And there were some people in that number who just did nothing, couldn't think of anything to do, couldn't think of how they would provide for themselves if somebody wasn't giving them a paycheck. That's a bad situation to be in. If you're in that situation, you need to realize that you are going to have to do something to get yourself out of that position. That's a dangerous situation to be in. And in the next few years, there's going to be some major changes where everybody in America feels the pain of leaving themselves in that position. If you haven't made an alternative choice or option of reality that you can step in and still produce the things that you need, you're going to be in a world of hurt, a world of hurt. There are neighborhoods across the country that are called food deserts, okay? There's nothing, absolutely nothing nutritious and nutritional value in these neighborhoods. There's no supermarkets where you can go and buy real food, stuff that's not in a box or a pack. You know, when you walk into 7-Eleven or when you walk into the gas station, they got, you know, snacks and chips and all types of stuff there. What if that was the only food you had access to? No fresh vegetables, nothing that you would actually cook. I mean, stuff you can pop in a microwave, and that's not good nutrition. That's not how you take care of yourself and preserve your life. But that's what's being done to black communities all across America. Somebody else is in control. And because the black people haven't even woken up yet, we don't even know what's going on. The only options we have around us are McDonald's, Chinese food place, maybe a KFC, you know, Taco Hell, all of these places that are designed to give you fast food and junk food so that you can, what, grow strong off of? I don't think so. You got to do something better. Minister Farrakhan talked about how there's a cattle ranch that's for sale right now. If all black people in America practice this Muhammad's economic blueprint, we could acquire this cattle ranch and we can start producing the needs for ourselves. We can start producing leather for clothes and shoes. We can start using the meat that's produced from cows. We can create jobs for ourselves because we'd be owners of cattle ranches. That's a job. And the way things are going with the U.S. economy, we're not going to be picky. We're not going to be able to be picky about the kind of jobs that we are going to want to do. Okay? After a while, when opportunity starts to dry up, people are going to be willing to do anything for money. You can see that now. How many places in America do you know that have women who are willing to be prostitutes for money? How many places in America do you know where people are willing to do illegal business, illegal activities, selling drugs, robbery, thievery, whatever the case may be, just to get a dollar? Because there's no other opportunity? Not because there's no other opportunity. There are other opportunities to make ourselves available to them. We have to take advantage of those other opportunities when they present themselves. Okay? There's a scripture that says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. If you don't know what you would do if you didn't have your job right now, you need to be trying to find something out. You need to be trying to learn a new skill, specialized knowledge. Not the general stuff that you can take anywhere and, you know, wait and hope somebody will give you a job to be a cashier or hope somebody will give you a job to clean, you know, toilets and do housekeeping in a hotel. You still got to wait for somebody to give you that job. You need to put yourself in position so that regardless to whether somebody's going to give you the opportunity or not, you have what it takes to make and generate income and generate a means of subsistence for yourself and your family. It's going to get critical. So we can't say that we didn't hear the warning. We can't say that nobody told us, okay, since 2011. And other people have been on that same bandwagon before. Dr. Claude Anderson, if you ever, if you haven't heard of him, Dr. Claude Anderson used to be high up in the U.S. Department of Commerce under the Jimmy Carter administration. But since then, he's come out, and since he's not in politics anymore, still very well connected, but his focus is on empowering black people. He wrote a book called Powernomics. And for a decade at least now, he's been saying that if black people don't get an economic power base, we don't do something for ourselves economically as a group by 2013, 2014, we're going to end up being a permanent underclass. Means nothing is going to go your way, and no matter how many rallies Al Sharpton does or how many fake boycotts you think you're going to do or whatever it is, you're not going to be able to change the tide because you will have no power because politics without economics is just a symbol. It's just a facade. You have to do something economically so that individually we're not hurting and suffering and collectively we're not hurting and suffering. Okay? So take it.org. Sign up and register into the program. The program is simple. All it's asking you for, the bare minimum it's asking you for, is the equivalent of 5 cents a day. You know how when the earthquake hit Haiti and people donated to the United Way or they donated to the Red Cross or whatever it was they donated. You know, they did a one-time event and that was it. You know, some people gave $5, $10, $15, $20. There's a combined federal campaign where, you know, the government runs a campaign to donate to charities. And people will give something, you know, charitable contribution, you know, they'll give to the, you know, feed starving people in Africa or, you know, help homeless people or whatever the cause is, you know, support muscular dystrophy research or, you know, march for the cure against cancer. And people donate, we don't think about it, we just give a contribution to whatever. We don't know if the money reaches the goal or not. We don't know if what these groups are saying they advocate for is really what they're advocating for, and are we moving any closer to that goal or not. We don't. You know, how long has Jerry Lewis been doing telethons for muscular dystrophy? You know, it's been coming on every year ever since I was a little kid, and it's still coming on. We don't know if we're any closer to finding a cure for muscular dystrophy or if everybody who needs treatment is benefiting from that, but millions of people donate to it. Well, the tangible goal of Muhammad's economic blueprint is to purchase enough land for us to start producing what we need from the land. Everything that you can imagine, medicines, wood for your home, the coloring for paints, anything that you can think of, the clothes, the fabrics that you wear, all of it starts with land. Got to have trees for paper. Got to have trees for the framework in homes. You know, unless you have land, you can't find the metal that's in the land to produce whatever you would, you know, use metal, steel, iron, or whatever for. The clothes and the fabrics we wear, if we wear cotton fabrics, unless you have land to grow cotton on, you know, you're at the whim of somebody else. Hopefully, you can find somebody who will sell cotton at a reasonable price. But we've got to put ourselves in position where we don't have to go and take money out of our community to get what we need. If we own that land, then all of the money that would be spent on clothes, on shoes, on food, on everything else that we need can now stay with black people and become generational wealth. That's an amazing thing. That's a goal that's worth looking forward to and working towards. Hopefully we can all get inspired by that vision. Okay? Take that and share that among your friends. During Thanksgiving and holiday gatherings, bring that up as the topic of conversation. You know, we shouldn't have any gathering where we get together and we don't bring economics and finances and business into the conversation. For the past, I think, 6 or 8 years now, every time I've had a family reunion, every time I've gone to a family reunion, I've made it a point, made it my business to make sure that the family's focus is at some time on economics, on finances, on business, on entrepreneurship. Think about all of the youth in your family that are college bound and that are hoping they can get scholarships, or their plan to afford college and just take out student loans, saddle the youth in your family to more debt for another few decades. That's not a legacy you want to pass on. We don't need more debt. We need more people who are financially free. So the way to do that, the way to get ourselves to that point, the way to make sure that we are heading in the right direction is to, one, on a local, personal level, make a commitment to buying black. Make a commitment to identifying black-owned businesses that support your ideals. Black-owned businesses that will turn, after you spend money with them, reinvest some of the profit of that money back into your community. Unless we do that, it's just money going out of our community. Okay, even if you take your money to a black merchant, a black vendor, a black manufacturer, and all they do is, you know, buy flashy cars, buy mansions, you know, move to another country. All that's doing is still taking money out of our community and putting it in somebody else's. We need to turn that around to where we're spending money with people who are going to in turn spend money with other people in our community, who are going to in turn spend money with other people in our community, and just keep that money going around. So jobs are created within our community, because everything that we need, we get from within the community. Imagine if there was a company manufactured bathroom tissue. Imagine if there was a black-owned company that manufactured bathroom tissue. We all need bathroom tissue. We all use bathroom tissue. Okay, we could go to this black-owned company that manufactures bathroom tissue and all become loyal to that brand of bathroom tissue. Instead, what do? We all take our money and go to Walmart, go to Target, go to Costco, go to wherever else, support brands that don't give a damn about black people or the black community. Once we turn that money over to them, they take it, and guess who they're enriching? That just makes more rich white people. That doesn't do anything to help black people. And I've had people say, oh, I'm loyal to this brand. I'm loyal to that brand. They don't love you, like Snoop says. They don't love you. They're pimping you, taking money out of us. It's like they suck a vacuum cleaner up to your behind. Just keep sucking all of the money out. And you just keep giving it all to them. Well, there is a black manufacturer. As far as I know, there's only one black manufacturer of bathroom tissue that takes proceeds and profits and reinvests back into the black community. Freedom Paper Company is the name of the company. Freedom Bathroom Tissue is the brand that you should create a new loyalty to. Find out about it. Go to freedompapercompany.com. Check it out for yourself. And like I just asked you to do with the Economic Blueprint, spread the word. Share the link. Purchase it for yourself and give it to somebody else as a gift. Supply your child's daycare with it. Supply your church or your mosque with it. Every place where there's a bathroom, I know they use bathroom tissue. Be the one that takes it and supports others with it. Supports ourselves with it. Okay? Let's do it like that. But support black businesses. The importance of black businesses in buying black is that it creates a way that we can keep money among ourselves. Every time that we go and spend money with somebody else, all it does is weaken our community. We can't keep that up. We have to differently. Our survival as a people is at stake. When the things that we need to take care of our babies, our elders, our loved ones aren't readily available because we can't spend them anymore, we're going to be in a very, very bad position. And we don't have to be in that bad position because there is a solution on the table to end poverty and want. It's called Muhammad's Economic Blueprint. Visit the website, economicblueprint.org. If this is all news to you, if it's foreign to you, visit finalcall.com. Find out about the new, what's being, find out the news that's being put out there that you won't hear in the Chicago Tribune or the LA Sun, the LA Times or the New York Times or the Washington Post. You won't hear about progressive activity that takes place like this among black people in the mainstream media. Even though CNN does Black in America every year and everybody waits for it and you know, we look forward to it, they're not going to tell you about black people taking an economic self-sufficient stand. Good for ourselves, good for our families, and good for our people. You won't hear it then. So you got to tap into the black press, specifically finalcall.com. You see the brothers all across America in the suits and the bow ties from the Nation of Islam. This is what we are promoting, an economic plan for black America. Help black America build an economic united front. Give 35 cents a week to help purchase farmland and plant the seeds for future industry. That's what's on the cover of this current edition of Final Call. Guarantee you're not going to find that on any other newspaper or news broadcast that you watch on mainstream television. So let's get ourselves in the mindset to support our own, to unify, to work together for the common good, and to make it a point to make this conversation spread. So that's it. That's a easy Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. For the No Romance Without Finance show. I love this topic. I love talking about us being empowered and us doing what's necessary to empower ourselves. So we definitely need more of that. If there's anything that we can show younger generations, we need to show them that. The reason why it seems like there's a disconnect and the young people are so, you know, lost or whatever you want to label them as, because the only thing that we have to show them is what we've been able to do up to this point. And for real, that puts us in the categories of losers. If all you did was go to school, try to get good grades so you can get a good job, and they see you working harder than you want to work on your job that you really don't want to go to, or you're saddled and you got to keep working to pay off the debt, but you keep on creating new debt, so you got to keep working. They see you in the rat race. And everything that you are showing them or telling them is just letting them know that, hey, if I listen to this older generation, I'm going to be in the rat race just like them. But we need some visionaries who can show a whole different type of vision for them to aspire to. That's how we'll get their respect. That's how we'll make some impact among them. So here's the call. Join in on this call so that we can start showing them something much more beneficial than what we've been used to all these years. Let's get together. Let's do for self. Let's pool our resources to make a difference. Every other ethnic group can do it, has done it, and continues to do it. That's how they can get power. We need to do the same thing. So that's the end of the No Romance Without Finance show today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Hopefully, next show that we do, we'll get some participation from the listeners. One of these days, I'm going to get some active audience participation. But nonetheless, take the words that I said, take what I've given you today, and please pass it on, because time is ticking, and this is the final call. So peace and blessings, y'all. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. And I will see you next weekend. We'll have a wonderful show lined up for you then, and just be ready for that. time, same place. And hopefully I'll see you out there in on the social networks that we're all a part of. So peace and blessings.
Got to put your best foot in.